See how it comes back to you? You remember that from so many years ago, but again, it's the words of Psalm 8, folks, that we're singing. If I could have my laptop, guys, that would be super. There's our Spotify summer playlist for us, and we're Psalm 8 and Psalm 19. We thought way back 2 weeks ago in Psalm 2, we thought about rebellion against God, man living his own way, turning his back on God, but the blessing and the refuge that we find when we turn back to him. Last week we thought in Psalm 5, really David, civil war within his family, he's under pressure, but again finding restoration and again finding refuge in his God. But Psalm 8, all the Psalms are so different, and over the summer we will have so many shades of emotion that come out of the Psalms. But we've just sung it, haven't we? And bookends, the Psalm, verse 1 and verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. It's the bookends to everything that's in between. It's interesting, if you look at the Psalm, if you have, and again, just I would encourage you to lift the pew Bible, there's this little musical phrase called Gittith. Some people think it's actually a marching song, so we're in the right part of the season for it in church. A couple of weeks ago, Psalm 5, the little musical note was for flutes. Can you say marching season and flutes? But the bookends, folks. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Again, we've just sung the words. Look at the place in this praise. You've set your glory above the heavens. And then follow on just in those verses, please, with me. Verse 2. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. And because of your enemies, and to silence the foe and the avenger. That's strange. The people pick up, let's first of all, picking up the people here from the lips of children and infants. What's that about? And then the enemies, the foe and the avenger that we read about, the people. We want to lift our voices in praise for, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And you've set your glory in the heavens. We can see it in that place. But the people, I love the way it's put here by Eugene Peterson in The Message. He just simply says, nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs. Why? That drown out the enemy talk and silence the atheist babble. Actually, the voice of praise that is heard is from the weak and the insignificant children, from the weakest in community and in life, and they're the ones that are actually destroying the enemy because their voices are lifting praise to our God. And so those that think they're strong and mighty are actually put to nothing from the lips of infants and babies. Isn't that remarkable? The praise as they say, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. If you read in Matthew 21, verse 16, we'll jump in actually just before where Jesus is speaking. The blind and the lame came to Jesus at the temple and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, not just on Palm Sunday coming, but in the temple itself, Hosanna to the Son of David. Well, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him, and he says, yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise? Actually quoting Psalm 8 to the Pharisees and to the religious leaders. From the weakest and those that are treated as insignificant in the world and in life and community, they're the ones, I just love Eugene Peterson's take on it, their songs drown out the enemy talk and silence the atheist babble. Jeff has already taken us there, but not just praise, But God's power, your heavens declare the work of your fingers. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 6 that we read as our call to worship. But the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim what? The work of his hands. Do you see it there? The work of your fingers, the work of your hands. That the Lord God is the master craftsman. He is the master craftsman. Job 10 verse 8, your hands shaped me and made me. You're part, you and I are part of that creation, and a display of God's power. Psalm 19, we read, your hands made me and formed me. God's power seen in his creation. And not just, and Jeff has taken us there, but not just the glorious sunset on East Strand. Not just your Aurora pictures from last year over by Dunluce or the Giant's Causeway. But you look at these pictures and you think, this is God the Creator in all his power and majesty. And his hands and his fingers made this. But his hands and his fingers, folks, made you and me. And sometimes when you feel that you're a mistake or that you don't come close, catch yourself on. I don't know if you noticed in the news during the week. Yes? Anybody tell me what this picture is? Anybody catch it in the news? Oh, who did? Somebody said Portugal. A roll cloud, a phenomenon of the weather in Portugal, because the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. I don't know about you, that looks fairly intimidating if you're lying on the beach. And that's where it started. And some to do with the temperatures and the sea and the air or whatever. But this also is part of God's creation. When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the master craftsman in all his power and might and majesty, made all this, but he made us, folks. And then Jeff has taken us to that place where we're just a wee speck in the universe. And yet God knows us completely in his power and his might and his majesty. And so, what is man that you're mindful of him? And how do you read that verse? What is man that you're mindful of him? Again, I'm no scholar, but in the Hebrew, man here is Enosh, which means weak man. Okay, so what is man that you're mindful of him? What is weak, insignificant man that you're mindful of him? What is the son of man that you care for him? And that's the Hebrew word Adama, meaning earthborn. Okay, so weak and earthborn. What is man that you're mindful of him? Sorry. Warren Wiersbe simply says both titles emphasize the weakness and frailty of humanity. Lord, what is man that you're mindful of him? Again, Eugene Peterson, bless him. Why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? You can read the verse like that. It reminded me in my preparation. Okay, confession time. Whoever watched Glee? Come on, come on. Yeah. And it was all about self-worth. It was all about in school, the jocks and the Cheerios and then the nerds. And what about Glee Club? Where do they fit in? Remember the first episode of the first series. I remember, what about Glee Club? Where do they fit into the pecking order in school? Oh, the Glee Club, they're in sub-basement. They don't even count. What is man that you're mindful of him? Do you read the verse like that? Why bother with us? Why take a second look our way? And I just love when I read in Dale Ralph Davis's little commentary, he said this, when he, David the psalmist, says, what is man? He is not asking a question, but making an exclamation. He is really saying, what a God! You're the God of all creation. The skies proclaim the work of your hands. The heavens declare your glory. Your heavens are the work of your fingers. And what is man that you're mindful of him? Thank you, God. What a God. He's not posing a mental teaser. He's engaging in breathless praise, saying, thank you, God, that you remember me. You're the God of all this, of all power and might and majesty. And yet I'm precious in your sight. Friends, you are not in sub-basement. Your life, your form, was made by the hands and fingers of the living and mighty and marvelous God. What is man that you're mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him? In a world, folks, where you feel vulnerable, feel you don't count, you're overweight and wear glasses and all the rest of it, and you feel weak about yourself, sorry, just ordinary word. When you feel vulnerable, God is saying that you are valuable. If you remember nothing else this morning from this psalm, remember this. When you feel that you don't count, when you feel vulnerable in your self-worth, remember that God says you are valuable. I love, peppered through the Old Testament, is this little phrase about being God's treasured possession. God's segula. It means that you're owned by royalty. You are precious to him. More than that, folks, well, let's just hold on there a minute. What is man that you're mindful of him? That you care for him? Actually, that you made us just a little lower than the angels? And that you crowned us with glory and honor? You've given us a place. Folks, you, me, are the pinnacle of God's creation. We are precious in his sight. In a world where maybe often we feel that we don't count. More than that, verses 6 to 8 remind us that we are partners. Not just precious, but partners. Again, Dale Ralph Davis says that verses 5 through to 8 are simply a poetic summary of Genesis 1, 26 to 31, of the creation order. That we've been given a role to partner with God in caring for creation. We could take an awful long time. We're not going to do that. Don't panic. To think about our responsibility to the planet. God said in Genesis 1, 26, let us make man, that's Trinity seen in creation, let us make man in our image. Let them rule over the world. We are given the opportunity and the privilege of partnering with God and caring for creation. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, Lord. And you repeated your Genesis charge to us, is how, again, Eugene Peterson takes verse 6 in the Message. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, I love that, and repeated your Genesis charge to us to look after verse 7, the flocks, verse 8, first part, the fowl, second part of verse 8, the fish in the sea. We are given God's creation charge to look after our world. Why? Well, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As we look at this psalm, folks, we remember God's power seen in creation. We should remember that we are precious, for we are his creatures. We are part of his creation. Do not think less of yourself because God thinks you are precious and special. And we partner with him in creation care. We're going to sing in a moment. And so with everything we are, with everything we have, we just want to pour out an offering. And if we don't sing God's praise, the very creation will. If we take just a moment to be quiet, and then we will stand and sing just that wonderful song, "Hear All Creation Lift Its Voice."